Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Us, Getting Past You and Me to Build a More Loving Relationship. Renowned therapist and best-selling author Terence Real explores the transformative power of relational living. Published by Goop Press, this insightful book digs deep into the challenges and rewards of forging more loving, empathetic connections, not just with romantic partners, but across all relationships. Grounded in Real's extensive experience as a couples therapist and his incisive understanding of psychology, Us transcends traditional notions of self-help by advocating for a shift from individualism to a more integrated, relationship-centered way of living. Through compelling narratives, practical advice, and therapeutic insights, Real guides readers on a journey toward relational maturity and deeper, more fulfilling connections. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the crisis of connection. Terence Real discusses the pervasive sense of disconnection in modern society, attributing it to prevalent models of individualism that prioritize the self over relationships. He explores how this crisis of connection affects mental health, leading to increased rates of loneliness, depression, and anxiety. Real argues that by valuing independence over interdependence, society undermines the foundational human need for connection and belonging. Through various examples, he illustrates how the cultivation of genuine connections is not just beneficial, but essential for well-being, urging a shift towards more relationally oriented models of living. Secondly, relational living. In this segment, Real introduces the concept of relational living as a powerful antidote to the crisis of connection. He defines relational living as a way of engaging with the world that prioritizes relationships and connection over individual achievement and isolation. This involves developing the capacity for empathy, vulnerability, and mutual respect in all interactions. Real provides readers with practical strategies for cultivating these qualities, emphasizing the importance of communication, boundary setting, and emotional intelligence in building healthy, loving relationships. He also addresses common barriers to relational living and offers guidance on how to overcome them. Thirdly, the five pillars of relational literacy. Real delineates the five pillars of relational literacy as awareness, staying present, emotional intelligence, communication, and accountability. Each pillar is discussed in detail, explaining its significance and offering insights on how to develop these competencies. Awareness involves recognizing one's own patterns and how they impact relationships. Staying present emphasizes the importance of mindfulness in interactions. Emotional intelligence covers understanding and managing one's own emotions, as well as empathizing with others. Communication is about expressing oneself authentically and listening deeply. Accountability pertains to taking responsibility for one's actions and their effects on relationships. Together, these pillars form the foundation of relational living. Fourthly, navigating conflict. Real offers a fresh perspective on conflict, presenting it not as a threat, but as an opportunity for growth and deeper connection within relationships. He proposes practical strategies for navigating conflicts constructively, emphasizing the importance of open communication, empathy, and understanding the underlying needs and fears. Real challenges readers to view conflicts as a means to uncover and address deeper issues, ultimately strengthening bonds. He also discusses the role of forgiveness and how letting go of grudges and resentments is crucial for maintaining healthy, loving relationships. Lastly, building a culture of connection. In the final section of the book, Real envisions a future where relational living is at the heart of societal values. He discusses the implications of a more connected society for mental health, productivity, and overall happiness. Real provides actionable steps for individuals, communities, and institutions to foster a culture of connection. This includes embracing vulnerability, fostering inclusivity, and prioritizing emotional and relational education. By highlighting examples of communities and initiatives that successfully embody these principles, Real illustrates how a commitment to relational living can transform not just personal relationships, but the fabric of society itself. In conclusion, Terence Real's Us, Getting Past You and Me to Build a More Loving Relationship is a vital read for anyone looking to deepen their relational skills and forge more meaningful connections. Whether you're navigating the complexities of a romantic relationship, striving to enhance family dynamics, or seeking to build stronger connections in the workplace, Real's insights into relational living offer invaluable guidance. Through his exploration of relational literacy, conflict navigation, and the building of a connection-centric society, readers gain the tools necessary for fostering more loving, resilient, and fulfilling relationships. This book is recommended for therapists, couples, individuals in leadership roles, and anyone interested in personal development and societal transformation. By embracing the principles of relational living, we can all contribute to a more empathetic, connected, and loving world. If you would like to support Terence Real, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.